not your first Hanukkah. But Hilchos Chanukah in Yerushalayim is a lot different than Hilchos Chanukah everywhere else on earth. And for Chutznik Yeshiva life here, it's always confusing. So I want to go through the basic sugyas. Which include exactly where in your house to light, when to light, and which house to light in when you're going away for part of Hanukkah. Those are the three Iker Sugyas. So, the Braisa in the beginning of the Sugya of Kofsa, the Ner Chanukah is put on Pesach Beisoy, Ibachutz. So already there's a Machloikas Rashi Tosis there. Rashi learns Beisoy is Beisoy Mamish. Tosis says, really it's Pesach Achotzer. When do you light on Pesach Beisoy? When you don't have a Chotzer, when your bias opens into the Rosh Hashanah. Tosis is too conscious on Rashi. One is, the Gemara says, Chotzer sheyesh leshnei psochim. You have to light on both because of Maariv Zayin. So you see Beferish, you have to light on Pesach HaChotzer. It says, Chotzer sheyesh leshnei psochim. Problem is, if you look at Rashi on that Gemara, Rashi says, Chotzer sheyesh leshnei psochim, two psochim from the house opening into the Chotzer. The other Kasha Tosis asks is, by ner sheyesh leshnei piyos. If two people can light. So Bishlam, according to Toys, is that everyone's lighting at the Pesach Chotzer is very good. But if according to Rashi, light a Pesach Beisoy, where do you have two people lighting a Pesach Abayis? As Rashi learns, that what are we talking about? We're talking about the Mahadrid. The different Bnei Bayis are lighting there. Rashi says Beferish. And the Shaila is, can they use a Ner Sheyesh Leshnei Piyos for two people? So Machloek is Rashi Tosis. The Machaber, Paskins like Tosis. Machaber Paskins like Tosis, that you light at the Pesach HaChotzer to the Rosh Hashanah. Bira Alocha brings an Or Zeruha who paskins like Rashi. He doesn't go into it. But he saw enough reason to bring the Or Zeruha to cast doubts on this unequivocal psak of the Machaber like Tosis. It wasn't really Nageim, we'll talk about it soon. Now, the Gemara says, what's the din of a Dor Ba'aliyah? What was a Dor Ba'aliyah? They didn't really have apartment buildings, you know, with lots of floors. A second floor apartment was called an Aliyah, and the way you accessed it was you had to walk in through the bayis, which was the first floor, and there was a ladder up to your apartment. You did not own the Pesach of the bayis. You had drisus regel in the bayis. You had drisus regel in someone else's house when you were dor ba'aliyah. So a Dor Ba'aliyah, the Gemara says, he's madlik b'chaloyim. According to Rashi, it's poshit. He doesn't have a Pesach HaBayis. Because the Pesach to the Bayis belongs to the Bayis downstairs. He only has drisus regel, it's not his. The shaila is, what's with Tosfos? Lefi Tosfos, why doesn't he lighten the Pesach HaChatzah? L'chori has a right to the Chatzah like everyone else does. See, Achronim are busy giving pshatim of why, according to Tosfos, a Dor Baliyah shouldn't lighten the Pesach HaChatzah. But Echshiyeh, someone who doesn't have a Pesach HaChatzah lights in a Chaloyim. Or a Pesach HaBayis, going to Rashi, lights in a Chaloyim. Says the Gemara, B'shas HaSakona, the Sakona there was the Parsim, on their Chog, anyone that had lights in the house, it was Mesukin, you weren't allowed any lights on. Menichei al Shulchonoi V'dayoi, you put it on your shulchans that they should never know. Now the tour mentions that their minig was to light it al Pesach habayis mibifnim. Why not mibachutz? In the days of the tour, it wasn't mesukim. These Parsim weren't around. He mentions the sakana that someone's going to steal your menorah. People light on the Pesach habayis mibifnim. They left the door open. The Or Zeruah writes that the minig is to light me bifnim. And he doesn't understand. Why aren't people lighting me bachutz? There's no sakon. The Iter writes, Umisha sakon veilach. Ever since the days of the Parsim where it was a sakana, nohagu to light bifnim, b'hoil v'nohagu nohagu. So he adds that whoever can light in outside maybe should light outside. The shaila is, what do you do with these rishayim? So Rav Eliashiv Lamashal, he taines that you see from the Or Zeruah, you see from the Iter that you're really supposed to light outside. Yeah. He says in Chutz Laaretz, Lamashal was known. He said in America he doesn't understand why people don't light outside. And the first one was shining, so it's light outside. It's a chiddush the way he's liberating the Rishayim. Pashtus, the Rishayim are saying the opposite. They're saying, yeah, you should light outside. But the minig is not that way. The Rishayim are telling us that that's not the minig. They didn't go tell everyone you're really supposed to light outside. They didn't go tell everybody, like Rabbi Yashi, that inside you're not even yoytzeh. The Shaz, how do you learn such an Or Zeruah? The Or Zeruah asks a kashi, he doesn't know why people light inside. But he's minded that they light inside.
Nothing
Lamed Schus. What? Nothing Lamed Schus. He's asking, he doesn't know why, but they light inside.
Who do you light?
I'm sure he lit inside like everybody else. By the tour, why they light inside? Why they light inside? Anaya sakon, then they steal the Chanukiah. Chazal called that a sakon? That was a sakon of Chazal?
Is it the
We're smarter than the Rishonim. We're smarter than the Rishonim. It's the fairish. The Magen Avraham brings down that Bisman has said there's no sakana. He doesn't say to light outside.
What's he saying?
That you're supposed to light in the chalon. And Avraham says that lighting in the chalon is chashiv, presuming nis is chashiv. In Yerushalayim, they were knowing to light outside, the Prushim were. That means the Misnagdim. Tamidi Agroha. The Chassidim continue to light indoors. The Chassidim light indoors. Rav Moshe in the Dibris has a very interesting lashon. He comes out that the pashtus is it has to be nikur whose ner it is. Avazoi writes that he leaves shitas toisis tzorich iyun gadol. There's a whole sugya by an achsanya that an achsanya should really light mivnei achshad. People shouldn't be choshed that he wasn't madlik. Really madlik on all of the vesoy. But he has to light that people shouldn't think that he didn't light bechlal. So he has to light. It's clear, people understood, people knew who lit and who didn't lit, who didn't light. Moshe leaves it as a tzarechi and hashitas to terhaetz. So to begin with, Aleph, with regard to the machlokes Rashi Tosis, hagam the machaber paskins like Tosis, sounds in the bir alocha like it's not so posh. Sveitens, it's very clear from the Rishonim that even after the Sakonda, the meaning is to light indoors.
Mechaber didn't have the Rishonim?
What? Mechaber was Machri the way he was. But the Bir Allah. No, but the Mechaber brings down, that Bishasa Sakonda, you light, and it's clear from the Ramah that the Ramah makes it that Ha'idna, we light indoors. Very clear in the Ramah that we light indoors. Mechaber was told by Medina the Gemara. What? Chabad
doesn't go
to El Zeru anyway. It's an Ashkenazi. It's too late for the Mechaber also. Now, weiter. In Bnei Brak, they taina that lighting in the Pesach of the Binyan. It could be you're not Yoytze Bechlal. How come? The Chaznish in Erevin, he was not talking about Ner Chanuk. Chaznish in Erevin, Lagabi the Hagdor of a Chotzer, he says that it doesn't have a shame Chotzer unless you have privacy there. Means you would do Dvarim Tznuim there. Marshall, people used to do their laundry in the chotzer. Often women used to cook in the chotzer. But he says, a chotzer, like our chadre madre got, the hallway. You have no privacy there. See, he says the Gabi Erev, it doesn't have a shem chotzer. Like, yeah, the coolest of chatzeris. So in Bnei Brak they taina that lefi the Chaznish, a cheder madrigot is not a chotzer. Memela, they light at the door to their apartment into the chotzer, which itself is a chiddush gadol also. Even if you say the Chazon Ish held it wasn't the Chotzer, but it was the Rosh Hashanah Rabbim, they're learning that the Cheder Madrigot becomes Rosh Hashanah Rabbim. It's a very big Chiddush. What?
It's not a Mavui?
It's not a Mavui. It's more like a chotzer than a mavui. It's not a mavui. What? It'll have a din mavui. There it'll have a din mavui. What?
You don't like to the mavui.
You don't like to the mavui. I don't know. The mavui legabe Chanukah could be does get a din rishus harabim. Mavui pashtus does. Tosfos is talking about chatzer is open to the rishus harabim. I think a mavui would be good enough. So what are we left with? Machlokes Rashi tell you, sis, if you lighten the Pesach HaChatzer or the Pesach HaBayis. The Shaila, how we paskin? Pasht is the Mechabra Pasht. The Mechabra paskins like Toysis. But the Bir Halacha says maybe the Halacha is like Rashi. Then, you have all the Rishonim that say that the Minig is to light indoors even though there's no Sakana. And we have a question, Bechlal, what has a Shem Chatzer? Just to add to that, the Chassidim have all kinds of makaris that the Iker Hadloka in Golis is Bifnim. Golis means until Mashiach comes. Golis doesn't mean Chutz Loretz. Just in case you don't know, the Gula hasn't arrived yet. Like this, I am not going to sit in Yerushalayim and darshan to everybody that you shouldn't follow Minig Yerushalayim. You want to be Makayim Minig Yerushalayim and write at light at the Pesach to your apartment building? Fine.
Why isn't it like an Aliyah?
What?
Why isn't it like an Aliyah?
It should be like an Aliyah. And you should light in a window. So we'll get there. But again, you want to do it like the Minig Yerushalayim and light at the door to the building? Go right ahead. I'm not going to stop you.
That became Minig Yerushalayim. What's going on with Minig Yerushalayim?
We are not bound by Minig Yerushalayim.
What they're doing... They're
that was the Minig here. In the Yishuv, when the Talmidei Agra came, that's what they did. The Chassidim didn't. Talmidei Agra did.
So he actually was saying that we made it based on that?
He was saying based on the Rishonim. He said the Rishonim don't know why we don't light it outside, so you got to light outside.
Before the Yishuv, we were already lighting outside.
The Talmidei Agra lit outside. They lit outside.
Why are we not bound by Minig Yerushalayim?
Because I pretty much think that the majority of Yidden in Yerushalayim today don't light by the Pesach or the Knesset HaBayis.
So the Minig Yerushalayim.
Rav Moshe has a tshuva. He says most Minhag Yerushalayim are. He times all the Minhag Yerushalayim are bought from the Etzim. Except for the Nusach HaTfil, it seems that the Olam took on. Most of the Minhag Yerushalayim people don't keep. You don't even know what most of the Minhag Yerushalayim are. What? Yeah, but that chasnas has to be on Friday afternoon, the Olam doesn't keep. What? Pirkus Kohanim is Gan Eretz Yisrael. No, I shouldn't say Gan, a lot of Eretz Yisrael that the Olam did take on. There are things that the Olam took on, there are things they didn't.
What? Well, the
Olam
took on that.
Because there are a few things.
If the Olam were Makabalah, that
if they were Mamish Makabalah, yes. But most of these Minhagi, Minhagi Shem, the light outdoors, Roiv, people, Roiv, Yidin and Yerushalayim, don't light out, don't light at the Pesach to the Minyan. How many people light outside your building? Right for the people in the building.
All the Yishalayim people in the building.
What?
All the Yishalayim people in
the Yishalayim. The old Yishalayim. And only the Prusha, not the Chassidim. So So listen, you want to do it? Not toy the manoi. I'm not chalila coming to tell you not. You want to do that? Fine. But if you're not sure what to do, especially for us coming from Chutz La'aretz, where it was pretty much unheard of, there's a big mockum to say that we don't know if you're supposed to light out there. We don't even know if you have a Pesach HaChotz. Also, your Pesach HaBayis is Lav Davka, that's a Pesach to Rosh Hashanah.
We have it according to Rashi.
What?
We have it according to Rashi.
I don't know, Rashi, you mean the Pesach HaBayis into the Chotz? Yeah. Yeah. Good. The pashtus would be that you should lighten a chaloyim. In other words, we don't know what the Pesach is. So you don't eat like Pesach. We don't know what the Pesach is. We don't know if we have the right kind of Pesach. Lighten a chaloyim. But it's got to be a chaloyim that's facing Rosh Hashanah Rabbah. Now, you should, what? Lamatam Esrim, yeah. Now, Esrim Amma, if you go to Reb Chaim Nahon, here you, I don't know if you can go with the Chazmish Lekula, Agam it's the Drabonon, maybe you could. But Reb Chaim Nahon, every meter is like 2 amas, a floor is 3 meters. A floor is 3 meters. In the interior of a floor is 270. And 3 meters sachakol. So the first 3 floors, unless you have unless the building is on the amudim or something, but the first 3 floors are for sure lamata michof. The 4th floor already is depends where you are. It could or couldn't, depending also on how high the street is. If you have to go down to get into the building, or you go straight into the building. Then you have to measure. Could be it is, could be it's not Lamayim Lechon. Rav Moshe and Rav Vosner are both Mekel that you can light in a Chaloin Lamayim Lechon if there are buildings opposite you that can see. Now, aside from that, Chazal tell us that you're supposed to light on the left side of the Pesach. So the Balabayas, who's wearing his tzitzis, is now mukaf the mitzvahs. He has a mezuzah b'yamin, nerchanaka m'smail. So it's mefurish ne'achroinim, about Magen Avraham, that presume nisa is odif than a Pesach. But if it's shaya to be mekayim both, then it's definitely the better thing to do. So lemoshel, to light at the door to a merpeset that's visible from the street, you chaparayim both.
That's not really used.
What?
That's not used so much. It's not much of Pesach.
Why is it not much of a Pesach?
It's not used very much.
Really? Depends on what your house is like.
If it's under the street level.
If it's under the street level, how noticeable is it?
If it's noticeable, people.
If it's noticeable, it's fine. Now, if you have a private entrance to the street, then the holidays you should light there. In the holidays, you could still light inside. That's the minute. But at least to go say you don't know where to light, now we lose. If you have a private entrance to the street, then your only shyly is that there's a minig now of lighting indoors. You want to keep the minig so you can light indoors like the tour. Indoors with the door open. I think you probably want to light outdoors and not keep the door open.
The windows, the mount and the Essen, what's that option? What's better? In a building, the mount and the Essen, what's better?
If you have no buildings facing you.
Well, you don't want to be making like a rose.
If you don't want to be Mako, listen, it's up to you. I gave you all the facts. You can do the what you want. You see, for Chassidim, who hold that the Ikar Adlokas Mibifnim, then lighting in a window that's somewhere not so accessible to the people of the house, you know, on the side of a Peset Sheirut or something, according to the Chassidim, it's more important than it should be in the door to the salon. But if you're holding that it's just the minigus, the lighting news, but the Iker Hadlok is for Pursume Nisa, so there a window comes first. The Shaila is, if you don't want to speak so much on Rabbi Shin Rav Osner, and you'd rather do the Yerushalayim, you're fine. Depends what the alternative is going to be.
If so,
it's a kula in their calling it a Rishus Aram, although really it's not a Rishus Aram. Where do we find that it's called Yerushalayim? We have this Yichud, it's called Rishus Aram. But there's no tzushtel.
So if a person has it open to Rosh Hashanah, also it's shy if you open. It's open to the apartments across, but also shy if you open to himself, his own chatzar.
It's also
his own bias.
What do you mean? He has a private entrance.
It's his window. It's not my regular apartment. Regular apartment.
Yeah. If you just light in your window, listen, that you're not yoitze. If this mana zeh, we see that the minig was to light bifnim. You can't say that you're not yoitze. Again, Rav Yashiv, I mean, he Raj was very strong. He said you're not yoitze. I don't know how he could say. I never understood how he could say such a thing. In fact, the poskim say that there's no din chshad bismana zeh. Because everyone lights somewhere else, so why, if someone doesn't see a light in your chatzah, they're going to be choshed you? Yeah, for all you know, maybe they live in Pesach HaChatzah, no one asks questions. Rav Yashiv said there is a din chshad today. What's the chshad? They'll think you lit indoors. He went that way. But I know how you can say such a thing. The Rishonim were saying that they were not to light inside, they weren't yoitzed. That's not our derech. Parashat is your yoitze indoors. I'm not going to say that anyone's not yoitze. The only time you're not yoitze is if you're lighting mamashes in the middle of the street. The marshal, the din of tefach asomach lepesach that we find in the Gemara. That's when you're lighting in the Pesach HaChotzer. So if it's not in the tefach asomach, then it's in the middle of the street. What does that have to do with you? No, no, if it's not a tefach asomach l'shus harabim, then it's not misyachis to you, b'chlal.
What I was saying before, if you're letting stam indoors,
yeah.
The Rishonim are talking about...
People let indoors.
Without any shaykh.
Lav davka. Lav davka. This is before Shiritva. That Mishas HaSai, he writes. That Mishas HaSakon already, you don't have to worry about Lamal Mechof, even if you're lighting in a window.
We don't really have to be saying Mechan Meisha or...
Good.
Light the doors.
If you want to rely on that.
It's nice
to be... Ramesh's Nusach is Pursume Nisa is Choshev. Magen Avraham also says that Pursume Nisa wins out over being Mesub B'Mitzvahs. What? What do you mean it's not in the house? And there's no, you can't see out to your in Peset? What, the door's frosted?
It's
a Peset is open to the street?
Yeah.
You can see it from the street, but you can't see it from the house? Wow. Well, you know, so there. If you hold Iker Hadlok is bifnim, you're not yoitzai. I mean, not yoitzai. Then you shouldn't be lighting there. You have to decide. You can't keep the door open. Huh? Mamish. No.
When you say that you're running a repressive above 20,
that you should see the rules and the cross. Does it matter how tall they are, the other religions?
It shouldn't be lemaila mechav from where they are. Yeah, yeah. By the way, not only buildings, but Lamarshal, the people that are facing, the people that are facing Gan Sanhedrin. So the road there, it's coming down. It could be that you're Lamala Michaf, but the people that are not so far, walking up the street, I'm walking down the street over there, that Klape them, it's not Lamala Michaf, because they're already higher. How far? It doesn't say. I think the gvul is that they have to see how many neighbors you have lit. Lamashal, that they can see you in Ramat Shlomo, for people right over there, they won't be able to tell. I mean, we see like little blotches in Ramat Shlomo. You can't tell how many that they've lit there.
From Chavetz Chaim to 132,
that's far. From Chavetz Chaim to 132, you mean that side of Chavetz Chaim? I don't know.
Can't. Very small.
What?
There's a very small.
Yeah, but it's dark.
If I can see the inside of my apartment window from the street, that's like on a hill, can I say like Mastama, it's like less than 20 amos?
No, yeah, I mean, you have to measure. Yeah, I mean, you have to estimate.
Is there a matter to turn the lights off?
What?
Is there a matter to turn the lights off in this festival to
get the news? I don't know if it makes that much of a difference, to tell you the truth. I don't know if it makes that much of a difference.
Spread
them out more, that's more like it. Yeah. Okay, well, let's go weiter.
Is the forest in the ground?
What?
The forest. Back, all the kids play, and people go for walks.
And the shot, people play there at night, or they walk there at night? What? What time is the Tichla Regal over there? The Talmudoi. Yeah. Okay, now we go right. Maybe I'll talk about where to light when you're in different places. Now, first of all, one of the more difficult things is Yeshiva Bachman. They live in a dorm, they eat in a dining room, and they spend all day in the Beis Medrash. So first, I know by us, in our days in the Mir, So it was a little smaller. We dormed in the Merkazi. We ate in the Merkazi. We learned in the Merkazi. That's all there was. Basically, we felt like the building was home. The whole building was home. Guys hung their laundry in the hallways. The whole building was home. So there, most of us lived in the knesset to the building. That was our Pesach Habayis to the Rishus HaRabim. Do you know, Rav Moshe held that's not right. Rav Moshe held that it has to be the place that's miyuchid for you. He writes that a bachur should light near his bed. If he has a window by his bed, he should light there. If not, put a chair down near his bed and light and stay there so it doesn't catch fire. So a lot of yeshivas don't allow anyone to light in a room. But Rav Moshe, that was the Ikar HaDin. The problem is, what do you do when the dorm is in one place and the dining room is another place? Do you go bus to the lino or do you go bus to the pita, the achila, or where you sleep? So mi Ikar HaDin, you go by the makam that's miyuchid for you. But he is that your dorm room is not necessarily miyuchid for you. It's not poshit. I mean, Chas Yitzchak has a tshuva where he says that a yeshiva bachur should try to eat preferably two meals, but at least one in his dorm room, and then light at the door to his dorm room.
Is year round or just for Hanukkah?
For Hanukkah. So just for Hanukkah. Just for Hanukkah. No, just for Hanukkah.
Why does that help?
What?
Why does it help just for Hanukkah?
We'll see. For Hanukkah, it's good. Now we have the issue. People who travel. You're going somewhere for Shabbos Hanukkah. So first, Rabbi Yashiv, Taina, that if you light outdoors, your mokum is your home. Going away for Shabbos doesn't make a difference. Where did he get this from? Be'etzem, it's a stira in the diyukim of the Bir Halacha. The Bir Halacha says that if you go somewhere for one Suda on Hanukkah, you can't light there. But if you go away for all 8 days and there's nobody home, Lemi Yadlik, light where you went to. What's between one meal and Gans Hanukkah? What do you do if it's in between the two? Shavu'ot Yashatayin is a double poshit that what he meant to say is you have to go away for all of Hanukkah or maybe Roif. If you're just going somewhere for Shabbos Hanukkah, you have to light in your home, you're leaving early, make a shliach. That was Rabbi Yashiv, he said you make a shliach. Mishlam is Almin. What? Mishliach makes a bracha. Mishlam is Almin. Held that way also, except that he tainted that if you're going to a parent or a shver, then you become one of the B'nai Bayis. And even though it's just for one Shabbos, that's your home. And you light there.
Just for eating?
What?
Even if it's just for eating?
See, he assumed that you were sleeping there also. If you're sleeping somewhere and they're giving you an empty apartment, that means that becomes your apartment, then that becomes your apartment. And then it'll depend already if you hold like Rabbi Yashiv or not. But if you're sleeping in someone's house and eating by your parents or in-laws, then you should light by your parents or in-laws. That's what Shem is Amantayin. Yet Rabbi Yashiv said, under all circumstances, have a shliach light for you at home. Now like this, if someone is taka lighting outdoors mamish, you can hear that. If someone lights indoors, then you have the tain of lemi adli. The meaning is that if you mamish oiker yourself for Gan Shabbos, people light where they go to, unless you leave late enough that you can at least light after plag and make sure you put a lot of shemen in there. But you can't light before plag. I got plag now plag is usually an hour and a quarter before Shkia, but it shows Mamias. So now it's a little over an hour. It's not a full hour and a quarter. What?
Someone's going away, I think, the road leaves. He's going after this
mountain. Should light it home and then leave, yeah. Now, not like this. Like this. If you don't go with Rav Yashiv and you hold it, if you mamish going to stay over somewhere, you light over there. So halach is like this. First of all, on Erev Shabbos, you're allowed to light after plag before you leave. Mutzoi Shabbos, until your oiker, your mokum, be'etzem, your mokum is where you were. And you can light there. Just the fear of Rav Yashiv, you should hurry up and go home. Because Rav Yashiv held that you're going away for Shabbos doesn't count. So if you want to be choishish for him, light when you come home instead. Just try to come home earlier. But if someone is going somewhere for Shabbos and he lights there on Erev Shabbos, so he can light there on Matzai Shabbos also, because before he leaves, he wasn't oiker, he's mokum. Because if you're not going to the Yashiv, then you have to go away for Rav Hanukkah. Then until you're oiker, then we hold your mokum for a Shabbos as your mokum. So until you're oiker that mokum, that's your mokum, even though tonight you're going to leave. But you weren't oiker your place yet. We go, Basar, what's going to be? An interesting case is a chosn getting married on Chanukah. If he leaves his parents' house after plag, he should light there. He probably isn't. The photographer won't stand for it. So now he has a problem. He was oiker his makom from his parents, but he didn't really move into his house yet. So where does he light? By the chasana. That's not his bais. He lights when he gets home. When he goes home, he should light.
Well, he's going to a hotel.
What?
Well, he's going to a hotel.
Hotels are a big baya. They don't let you light in the rooms. See, if they let you light in the dining room, no. Okay. But to light in the hotel lobby, which is mamish or shus harabim, you have absolutely no shaykhis to. You have the same drisus regal that anyone off the street does. There is nothing you can do in the lobby that a stranger can't. It says mamish like lighting in the shus harabim. It's mamish dvorim betel. There are a lot of hotels that only let you light there. I don't know what the eights is. What? No. No, your mom is stealing. It's a mitzvah about that. You don't have a shus to light it. Oh. The shayla is to light it, if you can still get hold of a flashlight. It should be battery operated and not LED. You can light there in the room. You can make a bracha on it. It's burning. It's burning. The filament is glowing. It's not just producing light. The filament is mamish glowing. And it should be a battery. Electricity is not poshut. A battery is self-contained. So you put in shemen for a chatz yisho. What? Keep it on for half hour if it says. What? Mice of oil? Sure. Now, lighting on a plane, pashtus, is nothing. The place can talk about lighting on a train in the olden days. Pashtus, we hold, you don't light on a plane, you don't light. Toys' loshen is that a nisha ein loy bias is potter from Ner Chanukah. What's it in a homeless who lives on a park bench? Toys' loshen there is that in Sukkah, that he's potter from Ner Chanukah. Some tiny that was only his havamin. Or that was only in the Gemara's havamin. It's not posh. You need a bias. Someone who's traveling from Kutzlar to Sarah Yisrael is on a plane. So if he leaves after Plag, he should light there. Otherwise, he lights when he gets here, when he gets in. He may end up missing a day. What can you do? He's potter. That's okay. At least, yeah, they can make a bracha. At least it's the Mokam Achila. A cheder ochel of yeshiva, at least the Mokam Achila. And it's like you're lighting indoors at a Mokam Achila. It's fine. If it's not a cheder ochel, if it's not where they sleep, and it's not where they eat, you can't light it.
If they're makbid on it, then
you can't. It's gezel.
To
light with a flashlight in his room. No.
It's not nikkur in a cheder ochel.
I understand. Unless everyone has their own, like, you know, this is his and this is it, whatever.
Just take a flashlight on the plane.
What does it help? You're not letting in a bias.
No one holds there.
Yeah, the ones that hold it, you can light on a train, hold it, you can light it on a plane. The pashtus, we don't hold it. I don't know.
Maybe you can shliach where you
like. You can like a shliach. The shayla is where. If you were oiker, you dira, then how's a shliach going to help if it's in real akira? It's a real Akira. Then have someone like where you used to live. And it's not for Chanukah. It's not here. We see that Chanukah gets its own halakha.
What's the shalosh you light by your parents and you leave right after? It's fine.
I'm saying if you hold it, you can light there. If you don't go with Rav Yasha, if you hold it, you can light by your parents. And until you're oiker, you're dira, you're still there. Even though you know that you're going to leave, but you weren't like your place yet.
If you're like your place, you still have an issue of not eating before you light. So you put a chassid, right? So we eat before lighting, we have to light, you can't wash that suda. But since it's right here, now his potter doesn't have a makom yet.
And you're asking, how is he allowed to eat before he lights? Right now he doesn't have a makom, he's potter. He doesn't become chayav until he gets home.
So you're doing travel?
Yeah. Yeah.
Even though he owns the house.
But he never moved in.
What was his stuff?
They never lived there.
He
No, no, I don't feel look for answers. Let him light when he gets home.
No, but he slept the night before, he won't be able to eat.
What? Yeah. What's that?
If he slept the night before, he won't be able to
eat. If he slept the night before, then it's already his makom, and he can't eat. No, so he's making shliach.
Isn't that a mitzvah?
But what was chal first? Depends what time the chuppah was. If the Ner Chanukah was chal first, then he has a chiv to go there. He can't eat before he does it.
Chuppah is after plag, but before shkiah.
I don't know if you'd go by plot because it's a bit of the Iker's man is we'll have to decide which gear it says. But, okay, now this man ad loka. Now it's time for this man ad loka. This man ad loka, mishetishka, chama, achetitla, regalim, and ashuk. So first, the Gemara had a hava minute that it's not talking about when you light, but it's how long it has to burn for. And wanted to bring a raya that kofs zokuglon, zok the Gemara. No. What are we talking about? The loyadlik madlik. That's one teretz, and the other one is lishiura. How much shemen you have to put in there? The first teretz that holds the loyadlik madlik. What do they hold? The gabbai the shear. Shtigla pliya. They hold that there's no shear. They just, as long as you lit then, it can light for a minute, and then that's enough. Except it's a shayla in the poiskim. Someone lit and realized he didn't put enough oil there to burn for a half hour. Does he have to make another bracha? What? That's to burn for Shabbos. Shabbos was winner Chanukah. What's with Ner Chanukah? It could be it's a suffix. All to do. Now, the other one is the Loy Adlik Madlik. So Toises already says. That means it comes out according to that teretz in the Gemara. After Tichla Regman Ashuk, you can't light anymore. But there's another teretz of Lashiura. So you can light now based on that. Even if you miss this man. So the price can declare that's misofik or mava. The nafka mini is, can you make a bracha? We pass can you can. We pass can that you can. But some hold it's really only misofik, but we make a bracha. When is the right time to light? Mishatishke chama. The mechaber paskin soif shkia, which is tzeisak achovim. And he held like Rabbeinu Tam. So according to the Mechaber, Mishatishka Achama means 72 minutes after Shki. That's when you light for it and she burned for a half hour. Kachotzi Shah of the Rambam. Hashatit L'Rem and Hashut. The Rambam is who Kachotzi Shah? In Bris they tied her. The Iker is Hashatit L'Rem and Hashut. So long as there are people outside, forget about the Kachotzi Shah. In those days it was Kachotzi Shah. Today it's a lot later. And by the way, there are people in the street all night. Were you ever out at a time that you were the only one in the street? What? Till there are no people.
One or two people walking around.
So okay, I don't know what the shear was, although the Tarmadoi, they were the last ones out. On Friday night, there were people around the whole time. By the time the last tish ends in Vishnitz, the first people are already going to the mikvah before Vesikit.
I think there's a big glass in the kitchen.
What?
I think there's a big glass in the kitchen.
A lot of Africa. And my neighbor has these copper, these square copper things. They're not so big. And they, but they're a cloud, they burn until after lunch. Now, the Mishnah Brura time is that according to many Rishonim, it's not like the Mechaber, it's not Seis, but it's Shkia. Except that he points out their Shkia was Rabbeinu Tam Shkia, which is 58 and a half minutes after sunset. The Rambam is Mashma Tishka Chama Mamish, which is sunset. The Shaila is, if we hold the Loy Adlik, Madlik, that means that you're not even Yoytze B'dieved according to that Shita. So you got to make sure that you're lighting within a half hour of Shkia, otherwise you lose the Rambam. So the Mishnah Brura holds that you should light, you should really light after Shkia, but within the first half hour after Shkia. So as you do in Lakewood, Rav Aaron was mani that everybody should light 20 minutes after Shkia. Now, in Eretz Yisrael, I should say Yushalai, the Talmidei Agra went with the Goyim, the Shitas Agoyim is like the Goyim, that Shkia, there are no two Shkias, that Shkia is sunset, and the Goyim Paskins, like all the Rishonim that hold that this Man Hadlok is at Shkia, Memele here they light at Shkia. The meaning is to light outdoors at Shkia. Chassidim daven Maariv first, and then they light. Mishnah Brura already has problems when you're supposed to daven. The Chassidim wait till after Maariv, and they don't daven Maariv that early either. So hey, yois that they hold the Ikar Hadlaka is bifnim today. It's before Shteisus brings that when the Ikar Hadlaka is bifnim, then there's no zman about Shatikla Reiman Ashuk. It's totally on bifnim. Rav Yashiv himself used to light about 10 minutes after Shkia. How come? So he gave two svaras. Number one, he said, we don't know when Shkia really is, which is not a problem, and maybe take advantage of this moment. People that do Malacha down to Shkia on Erev Shabbos look at their clock, hoping that their watch is Meduyik in the first place, and they do Malacha till Shkia. You're dealing with a sophic of an Issacharis. Aleph, we don't know exactly when Shkia is. Shkia goes by what? When the sun goes down in the ear. What's an ear? The whole of Yerushalayim is one ear, or maybe every neighborhood's an ear. Shlomo Zalman held that every neighborhood's an ear. When does the sun go down here in Merchevet? Which part of it do you measure from? We're not sure. To be so meduyik, like you're doing Malacha up until Shkia, is mamash asafik kares. Don't play games. So Rav Yashiv, first time we have no clue when Shkia is. The same way that you should stop doing Malacha a while before Shkia, you should also wait till a while after Shkia before you light. That was one thing. But aside from that, he said, there are Rishonim that mention the problem of Shraga B'tira, that your Ner Chanukah is not doing much in daylight. Hagam, they obviously, anyone that holds like the Goyinim, and that holds like that Halakha is at Shkia, they obviously don't hold of Shraga B'tira Mamish, and B'dieved you can light from Plag. He used to wait till it gets a bit dark. It's about 10 minutes after Shkia. Not Lamaisa. If you're lighting outdoors, the minhag is to light at Shkia. If you're not lighting outdoors, it's good to wait a little bit. Don't light at Shkia, Mamish. Wait a little bit. Yeah, I should wait 10 minutes. About. Wait until it gets a little dark. What? There was a time I darshed when you should wait 13 and a half minutes, because according to the Goyim, at least that's Tseis. So this way you're hopping around the sheet, this thing you have to light at Tseis. But then I changed my mind, because I don't know that there's any Rishon that holds that you have to light at Tseis and holds like the Goyim. So I don't know if you really make kind of anything according to anybody. Plus the Goyim himself held that, that it's not 13 and a half minutes because he held that a mil was not 18 minutes. So I don't know if you're gaining anything from that. So I started lighting a little earlier than that. On Erev Shabbos, an Erev Shabbos, yeah, what if you didn't light? You can light the whole night. So I just want to mention something very interesting. The Rajba says, after Alois, you can't light. Why not? Because Shraga Batira. I just want to mention something. The Ikar Adin is the Neri Shabesa, right? Before the Mahadim, Mahadim, and the Mahadim. If someone's family is lighting, say, wherever he lives, and he's on a plane, so he's yoytze with them. It's just the Mahajim and the Mahajim that he's not yoytze. But he's bad yoytze with his family. It's only if a whole family is traveling, you have a problem. But man, he's yoytze with them. Not only that, but really, say he's in Eretz Yisrael and the family's lighting in Chutz Laretz. It's not lighting in America. Bad Sam, he's yoytze with them. He's a lot of light off Mahajim and the Mahajim. But he's bad Sam, yoytze with them. What's the problem? By the time they light, it's after Alois here. But you don't have the time to shrug of a tira. He's yoitza, means the mashmos of the Rajbi is that you're yoitza by yoim. It just is a problem of shrug of a tira. Here you have a hechatimsa that he's being yoitza by yoim, and it's not a shrug of a tira. Svardim, who are makbid, for the Shittas HaRambam, for Shittas HaToisvis, that you can't do the Mahadran and the Mahadran and the Mahadran, because then it won't be Niker. So the Sfardim are Makbid, that if the Madlik Olav Beveis, so you don't light yourself, or if you do, you don't make a Bracha, that's even in a different time zone. It's even in a different time zone. Even though they're not lighting until a lot later. Okay.
What about the eighth day? But
what?
The eighth day.
Yeah.
The last day. The person that's strong is already walking.
No. So not yet. The Shaila is the other way around. Someone's in Chutz Laretz and his family's in Eretz Yisrael. When they light, it's not Chanukah for him yet. The Shaila's a Yoytze. So they want a Taina. It could be that you are Yoytze. The same way that you're Yoytze on Erev Shabbos, before Shabbos, even the shittas that hold that you that ain't magdimin, that you can't light before plag, that you can't light after plag till shkia, a mashal. There's a mahak shita that we're soymach on Rav Yosi, and you light a minute before tzeis on erev Shabbos. We're soymach on Rav Yosi that ben hashmash is kerevayin. The mahak, a famous shittas of mahak. See, he holds on erev Shabbos you can't light early. But you're still lighting. You're still lighting a minute before it says. So you see that if it's Merech Chanukah, even though it's not yet Chanukah, you yoytze.
You could do that.
What?
This time of Rabbi Yosi.
No, Cholila. Cholila. Everyone's Cholila. All the other Rishonim are Cholila. Hagam the mashmos seems to be the mashmos of Rabbi Rishonim is that the Allah is like Rabbi Yosi, Migur Adin, not Rabbi Yehuda. Suffer
crazy for the Rabbana.
Yeah. Don't do it. Cholila. Same thing with Matzah Shabbos. You know, being soymech on the goyim and 13 and a half minutes after shki, you're gonna light Ner Chanukah. Cholila. An Erev Shabbos, the minute Yerushalayim is to light Ner Chanukah 25 minutes before Shkia, and this is the one week that people don't light Ner Shabbos at 40. The minute Yerushalayim is to light at 40 minutes before Shkia. It's not Mechayev, but it's a very good thing. But on Erev Shabbos Chanukah, they light near Chanukah 25 minutes before Shkia, and right after that near Shabbos. And they don't sing Mois Tzur, they sing that by the Suda, in order not to be Ma'acher near Shabbos. What? The men go to shul already. And they go to shul for Kabbalah Shabbos. You see, yesh v'yesh. I've heard Mois Tzur already in the streets now. In the early days, I never heard it on Erev Shabbos. Now I've heard it already. As soon as you light, your wife can go up and light near Shabbos.
Starting from plug it on.
Yes, yeah, well, I mean, you can light. Lamais on Erev Shabbos, you can light from plug. You can light from plug. Just make sure you have enough oil that it burns for a half hour after taste. What?
Is it less ideal to light earlier?
Yeah, just we don't know what the shear is. I mean, Erev Shabbos, we don't know what the shear is. We don't know what the shear is.
Your kids could light after your wife lights, aren't they often bigger after her living child?
Not pushing. By the way, on Erev Shabbos, when we had little kids in the house lighting, you know, when you have all the little kids lighting that aren't really chayiv and igil chinuch and all that, and all the little girls light also, I used to have, on Erev Shabbos, I would have them light before me. And I lit last then. And then we started early. Someone comes home late and there's no one out on the street. Shtei Nalachi is supposed to wake up your Bnei Bayis. Maisa Mishnah Brura asks, if you're the only Yid in a place, or you're you have a bias to the forest, you don't have a Chiyav Adlaka, especially Bizman HaZeh, where we like Bifnim. So you have to have someone there. What if someone lives alone? Lives in his Tzarechi. Halacha l'maisa, don't wake them up unless you think they'll be moichel.
Call a taxi?
What's that?
Call a taxi?
No, you don't have to call a taxi. No.
Is there a hitter?
What?
Is there a hitter?
Is there a hitter to call it? Sometimes we don't know that you need somebody. We don't understand Shad. It's a Tzarechi.
Was there a real kid of kids?
I don't know. People always, you know, going according to the age, no? What? No, you light first, and then it goes, Sefer Shabbos.
You assume that your
4-month-old
baby's going to be moichel?
What?
You
don't wake up a 3-year-old baby. No. Okay. The only other thing to mention is the Mishnah Berurah brings two minhagim of what comes first, Ner Chanukah or Havdalah, next month of Shabbos. And everyone should go bust with that minig. If someone doesn't have a minig in your Shalayim, the minig is to light Ner Chanukah before Havdalah. What's that? Really, Ner Havdalah should come first, Tadir V'Sheinu Tadir. But in order to be to chaparayin as close to the zman as possible, they light before Havdalah. And also, you'll find the Yerushalayim places, they daven Marav early on Matzoy Shabbos. And they have to put up a note there that people shouldn't do malacha. The zman tefillah is not the zman of Matzoy Shabbos.
If we're not following the minhag Yerushalayim to light outside.
Yeah.
Is it a steer following the minhag Yerushalayim to...
If you don't have a minhag, yeah. Mishnah Berurah brings down two minhagim. You can go by the minhag Yerushalayim of lighting before Havdalah if you want to. Unless you have a minig in your family.
Night indoors, they
eat
brush.
What?
Night indoors, anyway.
Only on the regular halacha, I'm not putting off a mitzvah. You know, I don't know if there's reason I'm demon balayla, but...
Why
why does many of Yerushalayim out to Tadar and Tadar?
They title Apuka Yom anyway, we're always Ma'akar. Because it's not doichit legabe lamoshel. If this man Marav comes and someone didn't like Ner Chanukah, he has to have Marav first.
If you try to be machmir like the Zohar not to do a lot until you have dollars, so you do that also.
I don't know here. What outweighs what? You have to decide. For those who are machmir for Rabbeinu Tam, Rav Eliashiv held that if you don't hold Rabbeinu Tam, Yikar Adin, you should like Ner Chanukah first. Shalei Ner Chanukah before Rabbeinu Tam. That's what he holds. I don't know. Rav Oilam in Chutz Loretz that used to hold Rabbeinu Tam there doesn't hold Rabbeinu Tam here. But those who do don't like Ner Chanukah either yet. It means a be'etzem you're choishish that maybe it's still Shabbos. Does any chash? Whatever it's time, you know. Yeah. Okay, fine. To be afraid of the Hanukkah, there's no shiur next week.
What?